I've got a question coming from the chat room here. How do you calibrate a statement? Is it basically the same thing? It's through the physical measuring of the person?
Yeah, this is something I'll talk about.
Okay.
It took me 5 years and 2.8 million calibrations to crack the code on kinesiology, and many people struggle with accuracy, including I struggled with accuracy for years with it, and of course, some ways I'm very accurate, some ways I'm not, because I have personal judgments or I'm not evolved around a certain subject, so my own biases get in the way. But there's forming the inquiries is critical. And so you have to have, when you're forming inquiries or making a statement, you need to have those statements truthful in a context, because truth is always in a context. So you need to have your inquiries be accurate, or your statements be accurate, and you need to have them be relevant.
Okay.
Those are the two things you need to measure. So forming the inquiry is an art and a science. And it can take hours sometimes to make sure your question is pristine. And when your question or your inquiry is pristine, what you find with kinesiology is that the crispness and the clarity with which the subject's body responds is very discernible. When you have a not-so-good inquiry, things are sloppy and spongy in the body. And when you have a pristine, very highly refined inquiry, then you'll find that the whole energetic experience of testing is different. It's very important.
Okay. It comes down like Reiki, there's also the intent. You don't have to be 100% accurate in the hand placement or the my daughter calls it the voodoo. As long as your intent is positive, it'll all work out. And I think in your cases too, when you're using this and you are doing the calibration or you're measuring, your intent is pure. So the product that you're going to get back is the product or the answer is going to be correct.
Yeah, well, you need intent and you need competence as well.
I hate that part.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to be derogative to you, but it's a very scientific process that we go through to form an inquiry. It really is very rigorous, and it's something that forming the perfect question, it's a lot of work sometimes. And sometimes you can't get the proper inquiry because you don't know enough information to put into the inquiry. And I'm saying it's inquiry, and I'm saying question sometimes, because the inquiry is a declarative statement. You have to form the question in a declarative statement format. So you have to state it as a positive declaration, because the universe only understands positivity. It doesn't understand negativity, so you have to talk to it in positive terms. But it's a very rigorous process, and we're very grateful for the help that we get. But we've also, spent years and years working on the technique. And I guess while I'm on this subject, people oftentimes wonder, well, we trust that you're reasonable people and your intent is good, but how do you know you're not doing any harm? And so there's a safety valve in our programs that says everything must be done in the highest and best interest of all creation. And that is our safety valve. And when we were doing our service work up in 2012, trying to support humanity's next step of evolution, every morning we would check our statements and see if we had permission, or our programs, and see if we had permission to keep them on the machine. And there was one or two mornings where we didn't have permission. And so that program was running throughout the night, and we wondered what the karmic consequences are, and it was kind of disturbing. So until we discovered that you can have a safety valve on it, we weren't going to do much more with the technology, because we just didn't know what the consequences are of having even a good intent and even competent skill to follow through with it. But there's you know, we don't know what God's will is at all times. So that was really the breakthrough that allowed us to even consider doing it commercially, because we were just, you know, not willing to assume that we knew what was best for everybody.